This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Author Salman Rushdie has been stabbed in the neck and abdomen by a man who rushed the stage as he was about to give a lecture in Western New York. The 75-year-old Rushdie was bloodied and was flown to a hospital. His condition was not immediately known. His agent said he was undergoing surgery but had no other details. Police identified the attacker as Hadi Matar, age 24, of Fairview, New Jersey. He was arrested at the scene Friday and was awaiting arraignment. State police said the motive for the stabbing is unclear. A physician who was among those who rushed to help described Rushdie's wounds as serious but recoverable. Rushdie's 1988 novel, The Satanic Verses, resulted in Iran declaring a fatwa, or a death order, against him because the book was regarded by some Muslims as blasphemous. Rushdie, who was born a Muslim, spent 9 years living in hiding before cautiously resuming his public life despite a bounty on his head of more than $3 million. Rushdie remains an outspoken supporter of free expression and opponent of religious extremism. In a video statement, New York Governor Kathy Hochul says Rushdie has displayed courage.
Here's an individual who has spent decades speaking truth to power, someone who's been out there unafraid, despite the threats that have followed him his entire adult life, it seems.
That's New York Governor Kathy Hochul speaking about the author Salman Rushdie. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.